Well, friends, we're looking at Psalm 46 this morning. You may want to turn there. We'll be reading it through a little bit later. But for right now, I want to talk to the high schoolers, or really all of us, but the high schoolers in particular. Amusement parks. Anybody ever been to an amusement park of the high schoolers? Anyone? High schoolers? Amusement parks? Yeah, a few of you. That's good. That's good. And what amusement parks have you been to? Just shout out the answer real loud so you're not embarrassed. Cedar Point. Michigan Adventure. Shout it out. SeaWorld. What? Great America. Kings Island in Ohio, right? Yeah. By Cincinnati. Good. Okay, when I grew up, I had an amusement park right by my house. I could ride my bike there. It took about 3 minutes to ride my bike there. It was called Kitty Kingdom. Kitty Kingdom. And they even had a commercial on TV. I may have told you this before, but they had a commercial on TV, and the jingle still runs through my brain. It's like a little earworm there, and it goes like this. You know, Kitty Kingdom, and then it... Any ride, a quarter, six for a dollar. Okay, that's when rides were six for a dollar. Six for a dollar. You know how much a ticket to Cedar Point costs right now, anyone? Like $50, $49.99 if you buy it online, and $79.99 when you go there. Six for a dollar. And then, though, with the price of inflation, it went up, and they dubbed the word five into the commercial, so it went, any ride, a quarter, five, for a dollar. They actually did that. They managed to put the word five in there, so instead of six for a dollar, you got five for a dollar. And of course, the best thing about amusement parks are the rides, right? High schoolers, you know this. The rides. Favorite rides, high school? Any favorites? Which favorite ride at an amusement park? Shout it out. What? Roller coaster. You went right to the roller coaster. High schoolers, you are not helping me right now. I'm relying on people older, much older than you. Okay? So, roller coasters. Any other rides at amusement parks that you've been on? Not your favorite, but that you've been on. Come on. Water slide. Water slide. That's a good one. Yeah, when it's a combination water slide. Yeah. Anyone else? What? Zip line. Wow. That's a cool amusement park. What's the one that goes kind of around? Ferris wheel, there it is. And then the real gentle ones where you ride on a horse and you go round and round a circle. Merry-go-round, yeah, those are good too. All right, my favorite ride was mentioned first. It is the roller coaster. It is the roller coaster. I enjoyed it very much. You know, after you've been to an amusement park, let's say you do go to Cedar Point and you spend the day, and you spend the day going on roller coasters. You get back home, and you just are all wired up, but eventually you fall into your bed, and you're lying there, and what happens when you're lying there in bed? Anyone? Rod, you know?
Yeah.
What? Your ceilings, everything's all turning a little bit. You feel just as if you're on a roller coaster still. You're kind of, oh, man. And it's kind of a nice feeling. It lulls you to sleep eventually. But when you are on a roller coaster, what do a lot of people do when they are on roller coasters? As we go up the roller coaster, and then as it finally goes down a big hill, what do you do at the top of your lungs? Well, oh, yes, that, yeah, absolutely. You what? Scream. You go, ah! Yes. Or sometimes you kind of go fetal, right? You're kind of like this. That's what I do, because your stomach just goes up to your head and that sort of thing. But you're screaming, and you're kind of screaming for help. You're screaming for help. Oh, help! Help me on this roller coaster. Okay, so let's get a little more specific. So if you can, I know you had a little bit, you just nailed all the names of the amusement parks, but if you can, think of the names of roller coasters. What are some famous roller coasters that are happening right now? Anybody know some names of roller coasters?
The Hulk.
The Hulk. Where is it?
Universal.
Okay, what else? I didn't hear that. Busch Gardens. All right, yeah. What about at Cedar Point? Anybody? Or what about Michigan Adventure? Shivering Timbers. 57 miles per hour. It's a wooden coaster, all wood. So it rocks as you go. Kings Island? What's the one there? That's not the one I'm thinking of. Okay. The beast. I wrote it down. Kings Island, Mason, Ohio, 65 miles per hour. It, too, is all wooden. All wooden. Now, there was a roller coaster in, no one mentioned this, it's in Tennessee. A singer, a really famous singer, owns it. Dollywood, right? And there's a roller coaster there that used to be all wooden, but it has become hybrid. It's now wooden and steel. But it's still, for a long time, it held the record for the fastest wooden coaster, and it's called, anybody know? The Lightning Rod. The Lightning Rod. 73 miles per hour. Another one at Cedar Point, it's hybrid, so it's wooden and steel. Anybody know what it is? Steel Vengeance. We're getting up there, 74 miles per hour. Okay, now all the steel ones. Oh, and incidentally, has anyone ever been to Disney World and gone on some of the rides there? Space Mountain, right? Space Mountain. You're in the dark in Space Mountain. It's all dark, except flashes of light here and there. You know how fast it goes? 27 miles per hour. That's it. It feels so much faster. It feels so much faster. Another one What is it? It doesn't matter. Rock and Roller Coaster. It's at Disney World. What's it called? Yeah, whatever it is. I didn't hear you. But you're also in the dark, and Aerosmith music is playing like crazy as you're going through it, and it's 57 miles per hour, which is kind of not that fast compared to some of these other ones. But the Space Mountain just takes the cake. I mean, 27 miles per hour, it seems so much faster. Okay, so now we're going to get more and more. So now we're at Cedar Point exclusively, and there's one called the Maverick. Anyone ever ride the Maverick? Anyone? Okay, 70 miles per hour, 70. Okay, there's also one called Millennium Force, 93 miles per hour, 310 feet high. That's 31 stories. But now the piece de resistance, top thrill, used to be Dragster, but then it got shut down. There's problems. Opening up May 3, 2025. This is not a commercial, but May 3, 2025, top thrill 2. 120 miles per hour, 420 feet high. 420 feet, 42 stories high. Forget it. I'm not going on now. Okay. Imagine a roller coaster with the name Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Psalm 46 reminds me of a roller coaster. It really does. When you read through it, it's like you're on a roller coaster. It's like a roller coaster. So we have top thrill 2 coming to Cedar Point, but we have top Psalm 46 here at Faith Community. Top Psalm 46. And we're going to try to ride that roller coaster this morning. So I've invited a few friends up here, Mia and Brooke and Wes, if you could come up. And we'll take our spots because you have your fast passes in the first row. Okay, Wes, why don't you go right here? I'll be right here. Mia and Brooke will be over there. There's a second row available for any high schooler who wants it. Come on up. You don't have to do anything. You know, it's not like you got to sing a solo or anything like that. Logan, get up here. Come on. Good night. Come on. Jacob, get up here. Addie, get in there. Who else? Adam, get up. Get in. All right, second row. You just got to be ready. You just got to do what everybody else does, all right? Okay, so we're imagining we are on top Psalm 46, our roller coaster at Faith Community, okay? And
As with many roller coasters, not all of them, because some of them shoot you forward, right? There's like a vroom, like almost like a big rubber band, but many of them are the ones that you go up, right? And a chain pulls you up, right? And you can hear it. It's like clackety, 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 clackety. You can hear that, and it kind of builds the suspense. So what we have first is that clackety, clackety, clack track, okay? And so that's what I think of when I hear of God is our refuge and strength. Do what I do. Lean back. God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength. Okay, we are climbing up to the top of that hill. Okay, all right. And now we're at the top. Each person kind of gets a look at the top. And what are we doing? We're looking around, right? We're looking around. So there, look left. Four, look right. We will not fear. Okay, there's our no. Shaking our heads, no. There, four, we will not fear. Second row, are you doing it? All right, good. All right. Okay, now here's some of the things we don't need to fear about. All right, we're going to go down this huge first hill, okay? And that first hill kind of lifts you out of your seat a little bit. So you got your knees all right? Just kind of lift, not much, just going like that. So here we go, you ready? Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Okay, awesome, awesome. So the gravity is kind of lifting you out of your seat. All right, and then another one. Then we're doing some fast curves now. We're down the hill. We're going to do some curves. So we're going to roll our body around, all right? Though its waters roar and foam. Awesome, well done. Okay, ready for this one? Okay, we need some of the little M's kids back up here. And the mountains quake with their surging. Okay, let's try it again. And the mountains quake with their surging. And then, did you know in this psalm, there's this little thing, and you've probably heard of it before, but there's this little thing called a Selah or a Selah, just S-E-L-A-H. It's in these psalms, and everyone kind of says, what does that mean? We ask the Jewish people, and they're like, we don't know. But it's kind of a musical term, but it's something that says pause. It says, you know, this is kind of where you pause for a second, and you kind of think about, well, we're going to think about our pause and our pause. We're going to think about what just happened, you know, mountains quake and surging. So we're thinking back. So we're going to do it again. We're going to quake, and then we're just going to go shh and pause, okay? So here we go. And the mountains quake with their surging. Shh. What have we just been through? Wow. Okay. And it's calm. We're going through a real gentle section of the track. You ready? So it's easy leans to the left and the right. Okay, very easy. Here we go. Ready, Wes? Okay. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Okay, real simple. Such an easy little part of the track. And then it's even more gentle. We're slowing down a little bit more. So God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Okay, so we're just going to kind of get more and more gentle. We're going to even fold our hands on our lap. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her. But here's the change. At break. Okay, here's where the arms go up of day. Okay, you got that one? So it's kind of fold your, and then break of day. So something's coming, right? There's more hills coming. We somehow got higher, and we're going over hills again. So this time, it's kind of like a hill, and then followed by a hill, and then another hill, hill, valley. So we're going to go head back, head forward, head back, head forward, head back. Ready? Okay. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. Okay. You got that? Okay, it's forward, back, okay. And then just when you think the ride is over, okay, all of a sudden we got kind of this clickety-clack track thing going on again, right? So we're going up another hill with that chain. So the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Okay, now we're at the top. Oh, there's another Selah there, S-E-L-A-H. So pause for a second. Yeah, it's a good time to pause because you're at the top again. And look what comes next. Some coasters are standing coasters, right? You kind of hang. So let's just stand up, pretend it turned into a standing coaster. Okay. Come. Here we go. Okay. We're at the top of the hill. So we get to this word see. Come and see. We're putting our hands up like this. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. Okay. Now go back down. All right. Here we go. Okay. It's forward, back, left, right, forward, back. Ready? He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the shields with fire. You got that one? Okay, front, back, left, right, front, back. Do it again. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shield with fire. Way to go. Okay. Then you've got this. Be still. God says, be still. Deep breath. Deep breath. Good. And know that I am God. Okay, here comes some arm raising two times. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. All right, wonderful. And then we think we're done. But look what happens. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The ride starts over again. So there's a Selah at the very end. Okay, at the very end of that. And you realize we're right back into it. Okay, so we're right back into it. Let's get rid of these. So we're going to do it from the top. Okay, no interruptions this time. Watch me, watch the people in front of you. Okay, big actions. Congregation, you can do it too. Anytime you want. Okay, first thing is the clickety-clack track. Ready? God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And then we go, therefore we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Shh. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Give our roller coaster riders a hand, would you? That was fun. So after working through Psalm 46 as if on a roller coaster, we ask, well, why did we do this? Why really did we do this? It's because Psalm 46 does read like a roller coaster ride. And Psalm 46 shows us that that's what life is like. A lot of the time, it's like a roller coaster.
A lot of the times, there's low points, and there's high points, and there's curves thrown at you, and there's ups and downs and all arounds, and life comes at you fast. And this psalm reminds us also then to slow down and to be still and know that God is God. God is. Our outbreak group, our young people, if you didn't know, you maybe heard it already, but they've been talking about that all year, that theme verse, be still and know that I am God. To be still, they've been thinking about being still before their great God so that they and all of us can be at a point ready to ask their great God for help. Help me. Help me, God. I'm still before you. Help me. Help in this situation. Help in this relationship. Help in this time of devastation. Help in this time of worry. Help in this time of grief. Help in this time of illness. Help in this time of uncertainty. Help in this time of doubt. Help in this time of decision. What are you going through right now? What are you going through? Whatever it is, you can and may be still before God and in the silence cry out to God. Anne Lamott wrote a book, short book about prayer, and it's entitled, three words, Help, Thanks, Wow. Book about prayer, Help, Thanks, Wow. Those are in her heart the three essential prayers that we pray. We pray for help, we pray our thanks, and we pray, wow, God. The very first one is help. First on our lists, help me, God, first and foremost, because He's God and we're not. He's God and we're not, and we need His help in our lives. How do we know, though, that He's even listening in all that turmoil? How do we know? Well, He's ever-present. The psalm tells us God is our ever-present help in trouble. How do we know He's able and powerful to answer our prayers? Well, He's our refuge, our strength, our fortress. God is our refuge and strength. God is our fortress. God is our fortress. When He lifts His voice, the earth melts. He's powerful. Surely He is strong to answer us in our stillness before Him. Surely He is with us. For Jesus is our God. And He told us, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I'm with you. The one who died for you, the one who died for your sins, the one who brought you forgiveness from your sins, from every last one, the one who rose for you, the one who brings you eternal life. He's the one we are still before. We're before Him. So be still. Help me, Jesus. When your life is like a roller coaster ride, and it is, many times, isn't it? When your life is like a roller coaster ride, often in a good way, but many times not. Be still and know that God is God. And in the stillness, tell Him, help me, God, help me. I need your help. And so I encourage you to read this psalm when you're about to go to sleep tonight. Grab your Bible and read Psalm 46. Maybe it'll feel like you're still on the roller coaster rides of the day. But in that moment, be still before God, before your Savior, before your best friend, Jesus. be still and ask for his help. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful that your Psalms speak to us, your word, Scripture, speaks to us in different ways. And we see in 46 that, yes, life is often a roller coaster. And that's how the psalm portrays it. There's ups, there's downs, there's all arounds, there's high times and low times. And we're thankful that we can see that in that psalm, and we're thankful that right in the middle of it you say that you're our refuge, our fortress. You started out that way, you ended that way, you have it in the middle too, and you tell us, oh, be still. Be still, know that I am God, I'm with you, and I'm powerful to save you. Bring all your concerns, your troubles, your griefs, your sorrows, your worries, your anxieties, your times of decision. Bring them all before me, Jesus says. Ask for help as you are still before Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.